I nodded. Never been more. My head was spinning. This was crazy. Insane. 24 hours ago, we were making love, and now we're getting married. I couldn't stop the giggle if I had wanted to. Is that a nervous chuckle? Holding onto my bouquet of flowers tightly, I slowly shook my head. No, it's a joyful chuckle. I don't think I'll ever be this happy again. Mrs. Mitchell smiled wide, and then she winked. Trust me, you will be, if not more. I chewed on my lip. A baby. Following Mrs. Mitchell down to the beach, I was totally lost in thought. Nick wanted a baby. I dreamed for years of being a mom, teaching a little girl how to bake and cook like my mother and grandmother did for me. Katerina popped into my head, and I couldn't help but smile. After the family had found out about Dante and that whole mess, I thought for sure they would tell Nick to drop me like a hot plate. But they didn't. It was the opposite. I was welcomed into the family with such love and affection. Sure, they drove me crazy, but I loved their kind of crazy. Even Kylan loved it, as much as she pretended not to. The music started and my breath caught in my throat. It's time, Mrs. Mitchell said. With a nod, I took in a deep, long breath and pushed it out. Let's do this.
Chapter 41. Nick. She was the most beautiful sight I'd ever seen. Gabby appeared to be floating on a cloud as she walked down the white carpet to where I was standing on the beach. My eyes took in every ounce of her perfection. The dress was captivating, and as amazing as it looked on her, all I could do was picture me taking it off her. As she drew closer, I could see the tears in her eyes. She was nibbling on that lower lip, causing my dick to twitch in my pants. She's stunning, the pastor said. I agreed. Yes, she is. Incredibly stunning. When she finally came to a stop in front of me, I let my eyes soak her up. You look beautiful. Her cheeks turned the same shade as the pink lipstick she wore. Leaning closer, I pressed my lips against her ear. I can't wait to slowly take this dress off of you. She giggled. Charity had one more surprise. It's under the dress. I swallowed hard and almost had to reach down and adjust my dick as I took a step back. The pastor cleared his throat and began to talk. Gabby's blue eyes picked up the color from the lake and I was totally captivated by them. The color of the setting sun against her skin was a picture I never wanted to forget. She smiled and cried as she repeated her vows. My voice shook, and I fought like hell not to shed a tear, to which I lost the battle when I said the last vow. When it came time for the kiss, I moved slowly. The need to burn this memory into my mind was strong. My hand lightly landed on the side of her face while the other hand brushed a curl back from her face. The reds, pinks, and yellows in the sky cast the most alluring light around us. It was magical. I love you, Gabby. Her shaking hand covered mine. I love you, Nick.
You may kiss your bride, the preacher said with a chuckle.
And kiss her I did. It was slow and sweet. Gabby wrapped her arms around my neck as I picked her up and held her tightly against me. When our lips parted, her eyes captured mine. You're mine now. The sparkle in those baby blues was a fucking turn-on, but what she said next left me utterly breathless. I've always been yours. After what seemed like 1,000 photos, the photographer finally let us go. We headed to the hotel bar where we ordered a drink and 5 other people bought us drinks. By the time we had made it back up to our room, Gabby was buzzing, and I was fighting a painful hard-on. When the door shut, Gabby slowly walked backward away from me, a come-hither look in her eyes. That's a beautiful dress, Principisa. Her eyes lit up and she licked her lips.
Did you know you call me Principisa when you're about to fuck me, and Acapimeni when you make love to me?
I laughed. I never thought about it. She nodded. What do you want me to do to you right now? Fuck you? Or make slow, passionate love to you? Her mouth parted open slightly.
What do you want to do?
Fuck you. With your wedding dress on. It's too beautiful to take off just yet. Gabby moaned. Keep your shoes on, and let me see the other surprise under that gown. With a full-blown smile, Gabby slowly pulled up the dress, one painstaking inch at a time, until the only thing showing were her sexy-ass legs and a baby blue see-through lace thong.
Fuck me.
I believe I'm supposed to say that to you. Quickly walking up to her, I dropped to my knees, pushed the thin panties to the side, and buried my face in her pussy. Gabby's hands pulled at my hair as she started to rock her hips into my face.
Oh, God. Yes. Nick, yes.
Her body started to tremble and I pulled back, leaving her on the edge of an orgasm.
What? Why did you stop?
She panted. Standing, I quickly started to take off my tux when she stopped me.
No. Don't. You look so damn hot in that tux, it makes me even wetter.
My heart slammed against my chest. With a smirk, I said, My new wife likes to talk dirty, does she? She slowly nodded. I unzipped my pants and pulled out my cock. Slowly moving my hand over my shaft, I watched her as she stared at me working myself. You like that, baby?
Yes,
she hissed. My other hand went between her legs. Slipping two fingers in, I about dropped back down to my knees. She was dripping wet. Turn around and put your hands on the table, Gabby. And don't let go. She quickly did as I said. With my fingers, I leisurely pulled the barely there thong down her legs and tossed it to the side. Using my foot, I pushed her legs apart, then cupped her tight, sweet ass. My eyes lifted to her hair, twisted up. Reaching over, I took the pins out until her long blonde hair fell around her shoulders. Grabbing it, I held onto it with one hand while I moved my cock into position. Gabby pushed her ass back against me, silently begging me for more. One quick push, and I filled her completely, causing her to cry out in pleasure. Wrapping her hair around my hand, I pulled, gently. When she moaned, I couldn't help but smile. Hang on, baby. This is going to be quick, so you better come fast. It didn't take Gabby long to cry out my name as she fell apart with each pounding movement. As soon as she grew quiet, it was my turn. Her pussy tightened around my cock as she pulled every ounce of cum out of me when her second orgasm hit. Slowing down, I stayed inside her and leaned against her back. Fuck, this gown was sexy as shit. I placed light kisses on her bare skin as my cock twitched and jumped inside her.
That was amazing,
she panted. I stood and slowly pulled out of her. Watching my cum trickle down her leg was the hottest fucking thing I'd ever seen. I ran my fingertips along her bare back as she stood. Glancing over her shoulder, she flashed me a sexy smile. The rest of the night was going to be about loving this woman, showing her how happy she had made me, and whispering how much I loved her.
Chapter 42. Gabby. My body was tangled up in Nick's as I laid there and stared out the windows, while my fingers lightly brushed over his arm. I gently sighed as contentment settled in. Glancing down, I smiled as I looked upon Nick sleeping so peacefully. His head laid on my stomach, and his arms and legs were wrapped around my body like a pretzel. It was crazy insane how much my life had changed since he came into it. I used to live in fear of being found by Dante. Now I lived with so much peace and content in my heart, I had to pinch myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. Lifting my eyes, I watched the sun dance on the water. Last night had been amazing. Nick showered me with attention in every possible way imaginable. The things he whispered to me while he made love to me still had my stomach fluttering and my heart racing. I closed my eyes only to snap them open when Nick's phone vibrated on the side table. Again. Last night he had silenced it, refusing to answer his mother's texts. Pulling my lip in between my teeth, I glanced over at the phone. It buzzed again. I carefully untangled myself and reached for his phone. Ignore it, Nick mumbled while grabbing me and dragging me back over to him. I couldn't help but giggle. You should probably answer her, Nick. He crawled over my body, planting soft kisses as he moved up toward my lips. When his gaze met mine, I inhaled a deep breath. He was so damn handsome. His dark hair and hazel eyes were just the icing on the cake. Nick had a body to die for. Rock-solid muscles that knew how to hold me perfectly, whether he was making love to me or being a little rougher. The scruff on his face had me moaning as it brushed against my hypersensitive skin. His mouth sucked on a nipple, causing me to gasp and arch my body up for more. Finally, making his way to my lips, he whispered, I'll call her after I make love to my wife. Slowly sinking deep inside me, we were soon lost in a world of utter bliss. A world where it was only the two of us. Soft, sweet kisses, whispered words of I love you, and touches that were sure to set my body on fire. Heaven. This was heaven. Sipping my coffee, I pulled my knees up to my chest and took in the view. The beautiful blue water of Lake Tahoe was calming. Nick couldn't have picked a better place to get married. I hated Las Vegas. I'd only been once, but the idea of going there and getting married would have made my skin crawl. I could hear Nick talking on the phone. From what he was saying, I was going to guess Katerina wasn't very happy. I'd already called my parents yesterday when we arrived and told them we were eloping. It killed me to hear the sadness in my mother's voice. She'd missed so much the last 6 years, and in a way it was selfish of me to deny them this. But it was only fair. If I didn't want Nick's family here, I couldn't have mine here. I promised her we would fly back home and do something special.
Mama, will you stop acting like you're crying?
Nick said as he stepped out onto the balcony. My fingers went to my lips in an attempt not to laugh. He sat next to me and rolled his eyes.
It was last minute. No one knew. Well, Charity and Cole knew.
Peeking back out over the lake, I silently wished we could stay here forever.
We'll do something when we get back. Yes. We can have a reception. I'm sure Gabby would love to invite her family out for that.
Smiling, I nodded.
See, she just said yes. Wait, what are you doing? Dad, what is she doing?
Oh no, this could only mean trouble.
How does she have the number? Dad, will you please stop her?
Nick covered the phone, then said to me,
Code red, call your mom. My mother is about to call her and plan the reception.
I nearly fell out of the chair. What? I cried out as I raced back into the room. My hands fumbled around with my phone before I was finally able to dial my mother's number. Hello, sweetheart. How is the honeymoon? Good, it's good. Mom, listen, Katerina is going to call you and... Oh, she's buzzing in right now. No, don't answer it.
Why on earth not, Gabby?
She's going to invite you to a reception for us in Colorado Springs. My mother called for my father. How exciting! I shook my head. Mom, you don't understand Nick's family. They are overwhelming, to say the least. Nonsense, Gabby. I'm looking forward to meeting them. Now let me listen to her message and call her back. Oh, this is going to be fun. We can plan it together. The menu, the desserts. How exciting. I groaned as I sat on the sofa. Mom, Katerina will take over. It will be a Greek festival when she is done planning it.
Silence.
Nothing. Not even the sound of her breathing. Then, finally, she spoke. Is that so?
Oh, shit.
We will plan something for there at home. Nick and I can fly out and... No, no. Let's do this. I think it will be more... interesting.
For who?
I asked, chewing on my thumbnail. She laughed so evil I had to pull the phone away to make sure I still had my mother on the line. Don't worry, Gabby. I'm positive I can hold my own next to Katerina. Besides, everyone knows what they say about Greek food. I held my breath. Dear God, no. Please, no. It's just Italian food, but without the flavor. Relaxing back against the couch, I sighed. I'm not going to talk you out of this, am I? I asked, with nothing but defeat in my voice. My mother laughed. Enjoy your honeymoon. Talk soon. And just like that, she was gone. Probably dialing Katerina's number right then. I covered my face with my hands and groaned. This is not going to end well. Dropping my hands to my sides, I turned to see Nick walking in. He sat on the couch and said,
She let me go. Said your mom was calling.
He looked at me.
You know what this means, don't you?
I nodded. Food wars. With a slow smile, he fist pumped.
Yes!
Sitting up, I looked at him like he had two heads. Are you crazy? You want our moms to compete? Now it was his turn to look at me like I was crazy.
You're kidding, right? Italian food made by your mother. Have you tasted her food?
Laughing, I nodded. Nick and I had flown back to New Jersey a couple months ago so I could properly introduce him to the family. He never left my mother's kitchen. Yes, but you know your mother won't let you take a bite of Italian food. He brushed me off with a gruff laugh.
I'm not worried.
Standing, he pulled out his phone again. What are you doing? I asked.
Texting your mom? I'm going to see if she'll make that pasta with artichoke in it.
I watched him walk out onto the balcony as he typed away on his phone. Shaking my head, I leaned back against the couch. This ought to be interesting, I mumbled. Chapter 43. Gabby. It was the beginning of October, and the weather in Colorado Springs was perfect for Kylan's baby shower. I'd gotten to Thano and Kylan's house early this morning to do some last-minute baking. Kylan had given me the house key and told me to come anytime. The house had been quiet until I heard Kira up and running around. Kylan walked into the kitchen and smiled. Her hand rested on her very pregnant belly. Hey, how are you feeling? I asked with a wide grin. Like a beached whale. I am so regretting pushing the shower off this close to my due date.
It doesn't bother me any, and I'm sure it won't the guests. You're the one who is about to pop out a baby.
She rolled her eyes. He is all over the place this morning. Kylan and Thano had decided not to tell anyone the sex of the baby. It was their little secret to hold on to, and I totally got it. Each day, Kylan would either call the baby he or she. She alternated. It was kind of evil how it threw Katerina off each time, but I also knew Kylan got her kicks from driving Katerina insane. Who has a baby shower 2 weeks before her due date? I laughed. A mom who is busy? She chuckled. I finished my last house design yesterday. I'm off for 10 weeks. It's going to feel like heaven.
I bet, I replied.
Tea? Kylan asked as she filled a kettle up.
Sure.
Turning back to my work, I started back up at frosting the oat flapjacks. Oh my God, is that apple cake? Peeking over to the table with more desserts on it, I grinned.
Yep.
Where's the custard sauce? I remember my grandmother making a custard sauce. Laughing, I pointed to the refrigerator. It's in there. Kylan was soon dipping her finger into the custard sauce and moaning in delight.
What's going on in here?
Thano asked as he walked in with Kira in his arms. She gasped as her little eyes looked at the kitchen island filled with different desserts. Your wife is getting a little frisky with the custard sauce. Thano laughed as he put Kira down.
So, where are all the whiskey cakes? Don't the Irish put booze in almost everything?
I chuckled. Pretty much. I've got some Barmbrack sliced up on that plate. It's like a fruitcake, but 10 times better. The fruit is soaked in Irish whiskey and tea, so be sure to cover it up when you're done. Thano reached in and took a piece out. He practically melted on the spot when he put it in his mouth.
Damn, that's moist.
Just don't eat too much of it, I said with a wink. Mommy, can I have pancakes? Kira asked. How would you like to eat traditional Irish pancakes, I asked. Kylan beamed. Crinkling her nose, Kira asked, Are they good? I shrugged. Depends. Do you like strawberries and chocolate? Nodding her head, Kira replied, Do I ever? Laughing, I motioned for her to follow me over to the stove. You know how your mommy likes to make crepes? Kira nodded. These are kind of like that.
Oh, Kira said.
Kylan laughed. They are that. Leaning in, I whispered, Don't listen to her. The Irish pancakes are special. Kira's eyes grew wide.
Why?
I looked around as if to make sure no one could hear me. They have magic in them.
Cool. What kind of magic?
Good luck magic. Kira was entranced. I loved having her help with the pancakes. It reminded me of when I used to help my mother make breakfast sometimes. Plus, it gave Thano and Kylan a little bit of time to enjoy breakfast on the back porch, just the two of them. Kira sat at the kitchen island and ate her pancakes as I went back to work.
Have you always liked to cook, Aunt Gabby?
My heart seized in my chest. Aunt Gabby. I loved being called that.
I nodded. Yep. When I was your age, my grandmother used to teach me everything she knew about cooking. Baking is what I really loved to do, though, so we would make the most amazing Italian desserts. She hardly spoke English, so I had to learn Italian to be able to speak to her.
That's cool. Can you still speak Italian?
I can, not as well as my parents, but I can hold my own. She laughed and finished eating her pancakes while I finished up on a few other things. Phoebe would be by later with the cake she had decorated.
Do I get to stay for the baby shower?
Kira asked. I think so. Your Mitra and Papu will be here, plus Yaya. Kira smiled with delight. It warmed my heart to see how much she loved her grandparents. It also made me sad, knowing they were all she had since Kylan's parents had died. The doorbell rang, and Kira jumped down to get it. Kylan came into the kitchen with a confused look on her face. Who could that be? The shower isn't for another 3 hours.
Mitra!
Kira called out. My hands went to my hips. Why is she here? I asked. Kylan tilted her head and gave me a dumbfounded look. Katerina walked in with her best friend Maria, Aunt Agnes, and Aunt Maria. I would never get used to all the Marias in this family.
What are you guys doing here so early? Kylan asked.
Katerina glanced over to me and smiled.
We came to help Gabby, of course.
I added the last touch to one of the desserts and stood tall.
Done.
Everything is ready to go. All eyes landed on the desserts.
Everything looks amazing,
Aunt Maria whispered. I could feel my chest stick out a little bit more as pride raced through my veins. Even I had to admit everything looked amazing. Katerina walked over and stared down at the cake.
You baked all of this, Gabriella?
I nodded.
Yes. It all looks amazing.
Smiling, I said,
Thank you, Katerina.
She eyed the other desserts, then turned to the other Greek women in the room.
All right, ladies, let's get everything set up and we can start bringing in the food.
Food? Kylan and I both asked at once. Katerina glanced over her shoulder at us.
Yes, you can't expect people to eat only cake and ice cream.
My jaw dropped open and I took a step toward her, my finger in position to tell her off. Kylan stepped in front of me, blocking my move.
Katerina, I thought we decided to only do desserts. That was the plan.
She waved her hand to dismiss Kylan.
Nonsense, people need food. A good Greek salad and some meat will do them wonders. You can't live on desserts alone.
Kylan turned to face me after Katerina left the kitchen.
I'm so sorry.
I was still glaring at the spot where Nick's mom had just retreated.
Oh, it's on now, I mumbled.
The rest of the day was spent with me and Katerina trying to shove desserts and food down people's throats. In the end, it turned out to be a beautiful baby shower, and Kylan had a wonderful day. So that was all that mattered. Sitting back in the chair, I kicked my feet up onto the other chair and smiled. Frano came walking in. He stopped walking and looked down at me.
If that isn't a victory smile, I don't know what is.
Blowing on my knuckles, I rubbed them against my chest. Not one piece of dessert left. Nothing. Nada. Zero. But there is a shit ton of food left. I won. He laughed.
I wasn't aware there was a contest going on.
Neither was I until your mother showed up with her gang of Marias and tried to take over. Well, not today. Victory was mine. Thano stood there with a shocked look on his face.
You do know this isn't healthy. If my mother thinks you're competing with her, she won't stop.
I folded my arms over my chest.
I won't either.
And to think when Nick first told me about you, I was worried.
With a wink, I stood and started to clean up the kitchen.
Don't worry about this, Gabby. I'll take care of it all.
Gabby?
I jumped and turned to look at Kylan. She had a look of pure horror on her face.
What's wrong?
I asked in a panicked voice. Thano kept going about his business cleaning up.
We need to enact Plan D.
I jerked my head back in surprise. Huh? Thano rushed by me and was in front of Kylan, his hands cupping her face.
What?
No, not now, Kylan. There are still people here.
Wait, what is happening? What's Plan D? I asked.
Then it hit me. The story she told me about Plan B.
She was in labor.
I know, Thano. Do you think I want to be going into labor right now with a house full of your Greek family? My stomach dropped.
What? You're in labor?
Thano and Kylan looked at me and both said,
Shh, no one can know.
I nodded.
Okay, well, wait. What happened to Plan C?
Thano rolled his eyes. It's a long story, but we need a distraction, Gabby.
A distraction?
Yes. Claire is here, which is good. We're going to use her car to head to the hospital. It will be hours before anyone figures out we're gone. I frowned.
It's your baby shower. I'm pretty sure people will notice the parents of said baby are missing.
Thano looked at me and grinned. Gabby, you've been around this family long enough now to know they won't notice we're missing for at least an hour and a half. Especially if you throw them off. I wrung my hands together.
Damn it. I wish Nick hadn't had to work today.
Okay, Claire knows?
Yes, she was standing next to me when the first contraction hit.
I paced back and forth. How was I going to cause a distraction? Then it hit me.
I think I can buy y'all a few hours at least.
Furrowing her brows, Kylan asked,
How?
Smiling, I walked up to them and ushered them outside.
Leave it to me.
Where is your hospital bag?
In the car already. Thano kept panicking about it,
Kylan said with a giggle. I'll grab it, but we forgot something else. Kira. I waved him off.
I've got her, don't worry. As soon as Claire or I get the all clear, one of us will bring her.
Kylan grabbed my hand.
Thank you, Gabby. Someday I'll do the same for you.
My heart jumped into my throat, and I was once again reminded of how much I wanted to have a child with Nick. I gave her a gentle grin.
Go. Go have your baby in peace.
Chapter 44. Nick. Walking into the kitchen, I came to an abrupt halt. Gabby and my mother were each holding up a spatula like a weapon at each other. As interesting as this is, what in the hell is going on?
She tricked me,
my mother said as a slow smirk moved over Gabby's face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mom jerked the spatula, causing batter to hit Gabby on the forehead. Her eyes widened in shock.
You threw food at me. Tell me where they went. My sons get married and start hiding secrets.
Who are we talking about? I asked, while I looked between the two of them. And where is everyone?
Everyone left after I won the cook-off.
My brows lifted. A cook-off?
Yep. I challenged her to see who could make the better moussaka.
I clutched my chest. Had Gabby gone insane? You did what?
We did a blind taste test and Gabby cheated. She thinks she won.
Gasping, Gabby flung her spatula at my mother, spraying white batter all over her face.
I did not cheat, Katerina. Admit it. Everyone liked my moussaka. None of the Marias could tell the difference.
My mother groaned.
Traitors. They're all traitors.
I closed my eyes and shook my head while asking the Lord for strength. Looking back at Gabby, I said, I knew from the beginning you knew what you were getting into with my family, but baby, I never dreamed you'd turn into my family. Gabby's phone went off. Narrowing her eye at my mother, she said,
I'm watching you.
Her eyes dashed down to read a text. When she looked up, she was grinning. When she looked back up, a tear was rolling down her face.
Well now, sweetheart, don't cry because you know I'm the better cook.
Mama, I said as I made my way over to Gabby. Brushing the batter-covered string of hair away from her face, I lifted her eyes to mine. Hey, what's with the tears?
Kylan and Thano are asking everyone to come meet their new baby.
My mother dropped her spatula.
What? They had the baby? How? Why?
Then she covered her mouth with her hands.
You were Plan D, weren't you?
Gabby laughed.
Yes, Katerina. I don't think I was originally part of Plan D, but I helped execute it.
My mother started to cry as I wrapped the two women I loved more than life in my arms. You're both nuts, do you know that? Pushing away from me, my mother was on the phone and running out to the living room, to the few people still here.
Thano had the baby. The baby is here.
Opa!
Was cried out by everyone in the living room. Gabby shook her head.
She does know Kylan was the one who actually had the baby.
Chuckling, I said, She knows. Hey, where is Kira?
Claire took her up to the hospital while I kept everyone occupied with the cook-off. Thano and Kylan wanted it to be just them for a bit.
I drew her closer to me, my lips inches from hers. That was brilliant, by the way. The whole cook-off thing? She shrugged.
I'm slowly figuring out how to manage your mother.
Our mouths crashed together in a slow, sweet kiss. When Gabby finally pulled back, she gave me an evil little grin.
By the way, Aunt Maria said she liked my moussaka better than your mom's.
You better take that secret to the grave with you. Laughing, she said.
I promised her it would stay between the two of us.
Come on, let's go meet our new niece or nephew. She pulled my arm back to stop me from walking, then whispered,
It's a boy, but I wanted your mom to be surprised.
My heart squeezed in my chest at her words. I knew my mother could be a royal pain in the ass, but that small, sweet gesture by Gabby just showed how much she cared for her. Then I realized what she had said. Thano has a little boy. Damn, I'd never in my life been jealous of one of my brothers before, but with them both having kids now, I was finding I was more and more jealous of both of them. Awesome. Then let's lock this place up and go meet the next Drivas heartbreaker. Gabby and I sat in the waiting room and played with Kira while a steady stream of family came in and out of Kylan's room.
She has to be exhausted, Nick. This is insane. Why won't she tell your mother enough already?
I shrugged. Dad even tried to get everyone to leave. Gabby stood up.
We haven't even had a chance to really look at Alec. I want to hold him before Kylan passes out.
The resolve to do something was already in full swing. I stood and took Kira's hand.
Let's go see your baby brother.
Kira clapped.
Yay! Once Matira came in, I couldn't get to him anymore.
I laughed as I scooped up my niece and followed a very determined Gabby to Kylan's room. When we walked in, both Kylan and Thano looked exhausted. My mother was standing over the baby telling Aunt Agnes how Alec meant men in Greek. Yaya was sitting in the corner watching TV with Dad. Well, Dad was actually asleep. Cousin Sophia was talking to Claire about setting her up with a nice Greek boy, to which Claire declared she'd rather die an old maid. Gabby cleared her throat loudly, then spoke loudly.
I'm going to have to ask everyone to leave now.
All talking ceased and every head turned to look at my wife.
What?
My mother asked with a half laugh.
It's time for everyone to leave. Kylan is exhausted and the nurse needs to do a few tests on Alec. So I think now would be the perfect time to say goodbye and let everyone rest. Besides, Kira would really like to spend some time with her baby brother and her parents without someone trying to take the baby from her.
Yeah. What Aunt Gabby said,
Kira piped in. Thano was smiling at Gabby, and Kylan looked as if she was about to burst into tears of joy when she saw people gathering up their things and heading out. Each person stopped to look at the baby one more time. Everyone was telling Thano and Kylan how beautiful Alec was. When Yaya walked up, she leaned over and took the baby in.
Don't spit on him, Yaya,
Kylan cried out. Gabby turned to me.
I didn't think the Greeks still did that silly superstition anymore.
I was about to answer her when my mother walked up and said,
You will make a wonderful mother someday.
She moved her lips and fake spit on Gabby, to which Gabby yelped and jumped back. Then they all followed my mother's lead as they passed Gabby by. When it came to Yaya, Gabby cringed and closed her eyes. When Yaya placed her hand on Gabby's stomach, she smiled. Gabby opened her eyes and gazed at my grandmother.
Soon, very soon. You better start eating or the child will starve.
Gabby's mouth fell open as she watched Yaya walk out the door.
Okay, first off, there is no way that woman can tell if I'll be having a baby soon, and they all spit at me.
Well, they didn't really spit at you, I said.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Sophia let a real one fly.
Kylan laughed.
Thank you so much, Gabby. I was so ready for everyone to leave a few hours ago.
Thano had sat Kira on the couch and placed Alec in her arms. The way she looked at him tugged on my heartstrings.
Then she started to sing to him, and I'm pretty sure the four of us were all crying like babies.
I was too busy watching Gabby's face to pay attention to Thano and Kylan. The way she was looking at the scene before us was like she was wishing with everything she had that that would be us soon. Once Kira was finished with her song, she asked Gabby to hold Alec while she went and snuggled with Kylan.
I'm more than happy to do that,
Gabby said. She sat in the rocking chair and rocked Alec as she traced her finger gently around his face and head. I glanced over to Thano. He smiled at me, and I returned the gesture. I walked over to him and stuck my hand out. Congrats, little brother. He's beautiful. Standing, he pulled me into a hug and then asked in a hushed voice, Are you trying? We are. He grinned bigger. That would be awesome to have all the little dudes grow up together. Yeah, your kids, Thad's little one, and God willing, one for me.
Just one?
Thano asked, my hand pushed through my hair. I'm not greedy. Hitting me on the back, he peeked back over to Gabby. It's a blessing, bro, and I have no doubt you'll be experiencing it soon.
Chapter 45 Gabby Christmas Eve. To say the Drivas household was chaos is putting it mildly. There were people everywhere. A Maria in nearly every single room. Kids running in and out of the house screaming and yelling. It was insane. But it was a beautiful insanity. This was my new family. And no matter how much they were in our business, I knew it was because they loved us. And no matter how many times Katerina cracked a shot at my cooking, I knew it was because she knew I could handle it and would dish it right back. I loved this crazy Greek family, and so did my parents. My father and Dimitris were currently in a debate about a Greek god and the Roman Empire. My parents, Antonio and his girlfriend Kate, had flown in to spend the holidays with us about a week ago. I had somehow managed to talk both my mother and Katerina out of throwing us a reception. The idea of my mother and Nick's mom going head-to-head was not one I wanted to deal with, especially since I hadn't been feeling all that great most of November. I'd kept it to myself, but Nick had noticed. When he didn't say anything, I knew he was trying not to get his hopes up. "For the love of all things good, Yaya, stop saying that!" I glanced over to Charity, who was sitting next to Yaya as they both knitted. Covering my mouth, I held in my laugh. For someone who hated knitting club, Charity had really fallen in love with it. "I'm just saying, child, you're having twins." Charity sighed. "Yaya, I know you're old as dirt, but there is this thing called a sonogram. They actually look at the baby, hear the heartbeat. Here, look." She shoved her phone in Yaya's face. "That is a 3D image of my child. There is only one. If there were two, we'd know." Yaya simply smiled, then shrugged. "You're having twins." Charity sighed. "Go back to knitting me a blanket, old lady." Cole and Nick were outside playing football with some of the cousins' kids. Kate sat so close to me, I thought she was going to crawl onto my lap. "Kate, they won't bite." She nodded. "I know, but Yaya over there." Kate looked at me as fear laced her face. "She told me I had a good birthing vessel. What does that mean? I thought Antonio was going to fall to the floor with a heart attack." I couldn't help but laugh. "Ah, Yaya keeps you on your toes." Kate agreed. "How old is she?" Tilting my head, I realized I had never asked Nick. "You know, I'm not sure. My guess is 100. She started to speak to me in Greek earlier. I think I threw her off when I answered." My head turned to look at her. "You speak Greek?" Kate smiled. "Yep. I speak 4 other languages. Greek, Italian, Spanish, and Russian." "Holy crapoli. Do you work for the FBI too?" When she didn't answer, I cleared my throat and looked away. "So, anyway." She chuckled and glanced around the room. "How do you keep up with everyone?" "It's kind of easy. Most of the women are named Maria. Or somehow they have that in their name somewhere." Kylan walked up and sat down on the other side of Kate. "How's it going, ladies? Hiding from the family?" Kate let out a nervous chuckle. "Kind of, more like staying out of the way," I said with a wink. "Where's the baby?" Kylan rolled her eyes. "Katerina has him. I swear the woman has taken my son's penis out 6 times to show everyone he's a boy." Kate choked on her drink. What? I leaned over. "Don't ask." She nodded, then whispered, "I'm starting to see why you didn't want a reception, Gabby." Nick walked in with Antonio and declared to my mother we were leaving. Katerina handed Alec back to Kylan, who promptly took off like a bolt of lightning. I'm sure to hide somewhere.
"What? Why are you leaving?" Katerina asked.
My mother walked up and said, "We need to still do the Feast of 7 Fishes. Katerina frowned.
"Oh, right. The Italian Christmas Eve thing."
Nick kissed his mother on the cheek.
"Bye, Mama."
Turning to his father, he shook his hand and hugged him.
Bye, Dad. Enjoy the rest of Christmas Eve.
Dimitris smiled.
We will, son.
He then shook my father and Antonio's hand before giving my mother, me, and Kate all a kiss on the cheek. Katerina hugged me goodbye and held on to me a little tighter than normal. When she pulled back, she had tears in her eyes. Katerina, are you okay? Her hand came to my face, and I couldn't help but lean in to the gentle touch. I smiled, and she smiled back. I placed my hand over hers and silently let her know she was right. Covering her mouth, she turned and walked back into the kitchen.
What was that all about?
Nick asked. Shrugging, I replied, Beats me. Maybe her way of silently thanking me for not kicking her ass at desserts tonight? Nick laughed as he placed his hand on the small of my back. About 10 family members walked us out, each one having to kiss someone goodbye at least 3 times. By the time we got to my car, my parents were whipping out their antibacterial wipes and passing them around to us. The rest of Christmas Eve was spent with my small family in our cozy little blue house that I gave up and Nick bought. After spending so many years apart, it felt amazing to be with my family again, especially with Nick by my side.
How is the wine bar edition going? Antonio asked with a smile.
Grinning, my father replied,
They're thinking by this spring it will be ready to open.
The look of pure happiness on my father's face was like a dream come true. When I told him about the wine bar, he immediately took over with the plans. I was happy to let him take on the project.
That's awesome. I'm glad to see you have something to do you're enjoying, Papa.
My mother laughed. So am I. Antonio stood.
I'm exhausted, sis. I think Kate and I are calling it a night.
Standing, I kissed him on the cheek.
It's all set up. You're lucky it's warm here right now, he whispered.
I squeezed his arm and smiled. I know. Thank you. Mom, Dad, are you bugging out as well? They both stood.
Yes, I think so, darling. It's been such an amazing Christmas. All those years I wished I could see your beautiful face, and now, well, now.
She started to cry. Wrapping her in my arms, I held her tight.
I know, Mama. I know.
Once everyone was gone, I turned to Nick. Are you tired? He laughed.
A little, but I'm thinking we should probably not be doing the nasty with your family in the house.
Hitting him on the chest, I shook my head. No, I have a gift for you, but we have to go outside. Nick pinched his eyebrows together.
Okay.
As we headed outside, I walked backward to face him. Do you remember back in September when I got stuck on the roof? He laughed.
Yeah.
Well, the whole reason I went up there was because Charity said it would be a romantic place to tell you that I no longer had to testify against Dante. But things kind of got ruined, and I ended up telling you that night before we left for Reno.
Why tell me on the roof?
Nick asked. I took his hand in mine and led him over to the ladder Antonio had put up. If I go first, you'll make sure I don't fall, right? Nick laughed.
Gabby, what in the hell is going on? You want to go on the roof and what, wait for Santa Claus?
My teeth sunk down into my lip. Maybe, I softly said. The excitement was building more and more as the seconds ticked by. His eyes intensified.
All right. Let's go up on the roof.
Taking in a deep breath, I gradually made my way up. When I got up on the roof, I quickly walked to the middle of the roof. Looking up, I gasped at the endless stars in the sky. Nick walked up to me and wrapped his arms around me.
Why is there a blanket up here, Gabby?
Glancing down, I grinned when I saw the blanket and small basket sitting to the side of it. There were only 2 people who knew I was pregnant, Charity and my brother. It was her idea to try the roof thing again, and my brother thought it would be a pretty cool way to tell Nick. So, I decided to give it another try. I looked up at the stars again. Antonio put it there. Cupping my face in his hands, he asked,
Why?
The hope in his eyes had my heart beating so loud I was sure he could hear it. Slowly starting to sit, Nick followed me. We sat on the blanket, and I tried like hell to steady my shaking hands. I wanted to give my gift to you up here, under the stars. He smiled that brilliant smile that made my body ache for his. Lay back, I said with authority.
Yes, ma'am. I like it when you're bossy.
I opened up the basket and saw the two bottles of grape juice and the small box. Charity. She thinks of everything. What do you see? I asked as I reached in for the box.
Stars. Endless stars.
They go on for eternity.
They're beautiful.
He said so softly I barely heard him. When I was little, I used to lay out in our backyard and look up at the stars, I said as I laid back and looked up with him. I would pretend they were wishes. He chuckled.
Oh, yeah? How did that work out for you?
Taking his hand in mine, our fingers curled together. I'd say it worked out pretty damn nicely. I wished for my own bakery.
You got that wish?
Nick softly said. Yes, I did.
What else did you wish for?
A man to love me like my daddy loved my mommy. Nick's head turned to face me. I could feel the heat from his stare.
I hope that wish has come true.
Meeting his stare, I nodded. It has. He smiled and my heart melted.
Any other wishes?
Tears formed in my eyes as I looked away and back up at the stars. I wished I would be a mom someday. Nick was still staring at me. Look up at the stars, Nick. Do you see it? He did as I asked.
Do I see what?
With my free hand, I reached around and held the pregnancy stick out in front of us. My wish coming true. Nick stared at the test for the longest time before he sat up. My heart started to race. Maybe he wasn't really wanting a baby as much as he thought. When I sat up, I was about to ask him when he looked up at the sky and said,
"Thank you."
His head dropped back down and he wiped his tears away. Turning to face me, I could see the starlight reflecting in his hazel eyes. Cupping my face within his hands, he shook his head, then pressed his lips to mine. Our kiss was filled with so much love it left me feeling breathless.
Gabby, I've been wishing since that night before our wedding for this.
Warmth radiated through my body. You're happy? He kissed me again. This time he filled it with his answer.
Don't you get it, Gabby Drevis? My love for you flows from the bluest of blue skies to the deepest of deep oceans. I can't breathe without you, and what you have given me has made me the happiest man in the world.
A sob slipped from my lips. It's always been you, Nick. The moment I met you, I knew I could only live this life with you in it. He smiled.
Only with me, huh?
Nodding, I clutched his shirt in my hands and pulled him closer to me as I whispered, "Only with you. My love for you will never stop, no matter what." Nick's eyes searched my face.
The day you married me, I thought it was the most amazing moment of my life.
He chuckled.
Now I see that was just a stepping stone to so many more amazing moments.
Dropping my head to his chest, Nick wrapped me in his arms.
We're having a baby,
he softly spoke. I looked back up at him and our gaze locked. Yes, we are. He furrowed his brows.
I wonder how long we can keep it from my mother.
With a smile so big and bright, I brushed my lips against his as I replied, "She already knows." Nick closed his eyes and said,
"God help us."
Epilogue. 1 year later. Katerina and my mother stood in the kitchen, both of them with their hands on their hips facing each other off. "She likes the rice cereal," my mother said. Katerina shook her head. "She doesn't. Look at her. She wants the Greek yogurt." My mother sighed. "Katerina, you're only saying that because it has the word Greek in it. If I were to tell you this is Greek cereal, you'd be all over it." I attempted to hide my smile. My mother and Katerina had become the best of friends. Competitive as hell in the kitchen, but best friends nonetheless. "So glad your parents decided to move here," Charity said as she handed her son, Mick, a cracker, then watched him wander back over to the pile of toys on the floor. "When my parents found out I was pregnant, they decided they had missed enough in my life. 3 months later, they sold their place in New Jersey and moved to Colorado Springs. They loved it here, and my brother Antonio and his wife Kate weren't too far behind. They lived in Denver, though, since the FBI office was there.
Me too, I said with a chuckle.
Why don't you mix the yogurt into the cereal? I said with a smile. Both of them looked at me like I had lost my damn mind. I know the idea of compromise is something neither of you know, but my daughter is hungry. Morgan was opening and closing her mouth each time the spoon came within reach of her.
Oh, my sweet baby girl, let Nonna feed you your yummy cereal.
Katerina reached over and dumped the Greek yogurt into the cereal, causing Morgan to laugh. Then she leaned over and said,
Morgan, your yaya will not let you starve.
I couldn't help but laugh as they both took turns spooning food into Morgan's mouth. Nick and Cole walked in and both stopped to look at the sight before them.
Since when does she need two people feeding her at one time?
Nick asked with a chuckle.
Hush, Katerina said.
Cole leaned down and gave Charity a kiss.
Hey,
he softly said as she gave him a warm smile. I couldn't help but smile every time I looked at how happy the two of them were. They got married this past summer in a beautiful wedding up in the mountains. Phoebe had been itching to get back into cake decorating and had done Charity and Cole's cakes. I loved the Italian cream cake so much, I offered her a position at the bakery as our cake decorator. For years, I'd had people asking me if I did cakes for weddings and showers. I never had the time. But with how well the bakery was doing and Phoebe's desire to get back to work, she jumped on it. She could bring Michael to work with her anytime since we had turned half the office into a playroom slash nursery. Nick walked up to Morgan and bent down. Her smile grew so big my heart nearly leapt from my chest.
Hey, Agape Mine.
Morgan kicked her feet and reached for Nick.
No, she is eating,
Katerina said as Nick lifted Morgan out of her high chair.
Well, right now she wants her daddy.
Morgan pressed her face against Nick's, covering him in yogurt cereal.
Well, at least I won't have to worry about you being a good kisser with the boys.
I watched as Nick walked out of the room with Morgan. Softly talking to her, he held her attention like he always did. It was as if she was mesmerized by him, just like I was.
You know what she is thinking, don't you?
Charity asked. Shaking my head, I said,
No, what? Damn, my daddy is one good-looking Greek bastard.
Turning, I hit Charity on the arm.
So, when are we going to introduce her to Liv?
Groaning, I looked back over to where Nick was holding Morgan close to him as they danced. She leaned her head against his chest and smiled. Like everything she ever wanted in this world, she had right there. My heart melted on the spot.
Don't act like you don't have mad love for Olivia. Spread it to your daughter.
The only thing I want to do right now is soak in this moment. Charity stood and bent down to pick up Nick.
Fine, but this conversation is not over. I will have my niece loving ONJ by her first birthday.
I ignored Charity as I got up and made my way into the living room, where I leaned against the wall and watched my husband and daughter get totally lost in each other. When his eyes met mine, he smiled and my stomach dropped. He then motioned for me to join them. As I walked up to them, I froze the memory in my brain. My stomach fluttered, and I never felt so happy in my entire life. Nick pulled me to him as Morgan lifted her hand and put it on me. It was as if she knew how special this moment was. Nick brushed his lips over my forehead and whispered,
Se agapo, Gabby.
I love you too, Nick. Morgan pulled her head back and looked up at Nick. He laughed.
Se agapo, baby girl.
When she rested her head back against his chest, our eyes met. Placing my hand on my stomach, I took in a slow, deep breath. So, what are you doing later? I asked. He kept his eyes on mine when he answered,
Whatever you're doing.
My teeth caught my lip as I fought to hold back my emotions. I'll be on the roof, looking at stars and finding more wishes. Nick's eyes lit up as he said,
Just when I didn't think we could top this moment.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Only With Me, written by Kelly Elliott, performed by J.F. Harding and Charlotte North. Executive producers Rena Seth and Mike Charzik. Producer Neil Basic. Copyright 2017 by Kelly Elliott. Production copyright 2017 by Audible Inc.
Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.